Blog Talk Radio.
There's something sweet in store.
hot water's raining, the candle's lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked, all for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood.
Everybody, it's your favorite host with the Buttered Toast Radio Rail, and I got my little baby KK with me. So y'all know every so often I have my little baby with me. So if she, you know, if y'all hear some screaming or something in the background, it's just her. Don't be alarmed. But tonight's episode is conspiracy theories. I love conspiracy theories, y'all. Y'all hear me all the time when I'm on the show. You know, sometimes I go on a rant about certain shit, and tonight I'm going to dedicate it to a few conspiracy theories that I would make you think and then go do your research about. I don't never talk about something that you can't go research on your own and do more research and all that other good shit. The first thing I'm going to talk about, I'm going to save COVID for later, and this is just my take on COVID. But the first thing I'm going to talk about is the whole entire 9/11 thing. Put on to this like several years ago. And so somebody told me, they was like, yo, planes never actually hit the building. It was the government that bombed it. I'm like, what? We got footage of it. And then, you know, of course, I did my research. And there's a lot of truth to that. A lot of people say it's a conspiracy theory that 9/11 didn't really happen how they said it happened. So I'm going to give you some key facts that, hell, you can go research on your own on Google and shit. And, you know, you'd be on the same wavelength that I'm on. First things first, there was no record of that flight ever leaving any airport that crashed into those two, that quote-unquote crash into the Twin Towers. There was no black box found. And we all know that 757 Boeing plane is the largest, one of the largest planes to ever be built. And we also know if any plane crashed to anywhere, there will be a lot of remains of the plane all over the place. And the fact that it crashed into the plane, quote-unquote, and to know that there's no remains of the plane in the building, you know, it kind of raises a red flag, right? Two, the way the buildings collapse is definitely demolition-like. You know what I'm saying? If it was a plane, I'm highly sure the building wouldn't have crashed or came down the way that it did. So we all know, we've seen demolitions. When they plant bombs, they go off, it comes down. Just like, not like a domino, but like it just falls down. Like the whole ashes, y'all fall down, you fall down that way, something like that. Also, I also did my research, and I did see a government official come out and admit the government planted bombs in these buildings and blew it up. So it was, one, George Bush needed a fucking reason to go take his ass to Iraq and go try and finish what his daddy started. That was number one. Two, another fact, when I brought up the black box, right? About a couple years ago, quote unquote, they found the black box with the recording of these people, quote unquote, panicking on the plane. I heard the audio. It was so fucking fake. I swear to God, it was so fucking fake. Like, you hear, these people were so fucking calm. I know if I was on the plane and if I called any of my loved ones to let them know I was passing the fuck away or finna die, I wouldn't be calm. You would hear the noise in the background. You would hear the engine of the plane. You didn't hear none of that. You would have heard a lot of commotion. You would have heard other people crying and screaming and shit, and you didn't. You know, not only that, you know, it wasn't a lot of technology wasn't what it is now. So, you know, it wasn't. I don't know if, because I know my phone don't really work on an airplane. I know my phone don't. So I can't be making phone calls and shit while I'm up there. So I have never got to a point where my phone worked in the damn air. If it did, it was the Wi-Fi on the plane. There was no Wi-Fi phones back then, none of that shit. So if you research the audio was so fucking horrible. And it's not believable, you know. The times that they called in didn't match up, so there was a discrepancy with that shit. And it's ironic that everybody all of a sudden had different angles of these planes and shit hitting the damn building, right? But crazy is you never really saw the plane hit the fucking building. If you rewind, you watch the video and rewind it, the time of the impact, and then like it was a few seconds later, then it finally blew up. So it couldn't have possibly been the plane. Two, again, how is it that ironically you have dozens, millions, thousands of people who are just randomly filming the Twin Towers? Randomly filming a fucking plane. Nobody films plane. Nobody takes videos of a plane. Nobody randomly takes a video of the Twin Tower like that. And also in 2001, wasn't really a whole lot of camera phones cycling around like that. You know what I'm saying? So that shit was very, very crazy. How that shit went about. And definitely, if you don't believe me, definitely do your research and shit. And the fucking towers definitely wouldn't have went down all the way if a plane was to hit the building. It would be, you would see like part of the plane stuck out at whatever point it hit it, the whole thing wouldn't have collapsed because the way that that building was built, and most high-rise buildings are built, they're built to not collapse if something was to hit it. And those steel beams that are in between those damn buildings and shit, it wouldn't have failed the way that it did. The only way it would fall is those damn bombs being planted and shit. So 9/11 is like my favorite topic to touch on. Because a lot of people are like, what? No, you're crazy. You're fucking lying. Nah. Just do your research like I did. And you will, it's the rabbit hole. People call it the rabbit hole. I started at 9/11, and then I went completely into the fucking rabbit hole with a bunch of conspiracy theories. So that's that with 9/11. There's a little couple of, you know, key facts with the 9/11 thing. The major thing for me was the ridiculous finding of the black box 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years fucking later, you know what I'm saying? And it was just horrible when you go back and listen to that shit. Because, again, in that type of environment, it would be a lot of panic and hysteria and shit going on. The next thing I want to get into is this so-called space, these planets and all this other shit that they claim that we have outer space and shit. I am a firm believer that we 100% have no idea what's in space. We don't know. Because if you try and Google pictures of planets, all the pictures you would get are computer-generated photos of all these planets. I've never seen a live photo of anything. Hell, not even the fucking moon, not even planet Earth. It's always a computer-generated photo. So, like, I started getting to that because I was randomly sitting on my porch. I used to live in Waukegan, and you could kind of see the stars very vivid, you know, very perfect out there, let alone in Michigan. I was in Whitehead, Michigan before and saw a bunch of planets and satellites moving, which is called a shooting star, whatever, right? So sitting down, looking up, I see the same exact stars in the same exact spot all the time, right? We have several hours of daylight, several hours of nighttime. It gets dark at what? Like, really dark at 8:30, 9 o'clock maybe, and then about 5:30 in the morning comes light, right? So in between those times, you see the same stars in the same exact spot, right? What we know from science is that the Earth spins on an axis, right? And we revolve around the sun, and then the moon revolves around us, right? That's what they say. Spins on an axis. Why the fuck at the same time, not even the same time, just throughout the whole entire nighttime of darkness, the fucking stars, like the Big Dipper, is in the same, wherever you live at, you look at where that Big Dipper is, in the North Star, quote unquote, it's in the same exact spot all night. All fucking night you see in the same spot, right? So I'm like, okay, let me start researching some shit, right? For some odd reason, I can't remember the damn scientist. Maybe it was Galileo, right? I randomly looked up the first telescope that was ever built, right? And it was in 1600 or 1700 or something, right? Our technology of today is far more advanced than it was in 1700-whatever. So if you go back to 1700-whatever, it's impossible for that telescope to see what we could kind of see in quote-unquote space, right? As we know in these science books, Galileo and many other scientists pointed to these quote-unquote stars, and he named it planet names. He named Neptune, I think Uranus was hiding, or Neptune was hiding behind Uranus and shit. So he pointed out Mercury and shit like that. So there was nothing sent to space, especially in 1700s, to know that, hey, yeah, this planet actually exists, right? He just pointed at these planets, gave it a name, is like, yo, these are planets. Later on, scientists get together and start talking about solar systems, this, that, and the third. But that telescope did not see that far. It did not see that far into space, right? You get to today. We got the Hubble scope. The Hubble scope is in, I don't know, Florida, California, some shit like that, whatever the case. That sits here on Earth, and it looks out into quote-unquote space, right? But if you go in Google and you type in the solar system, how in the entire fuck, and we're using logic, how in the entire fuck do we have a picture of the solar system How do we have pictures of the universe? How do we have the picture of the galaxy? How do we have the picture of all these planets and shit, right? You can't. It's impossible. Nobody has a fucking camera to just fucking take pictures of this shit. There's no satellite that's drifting off into light years. I think that's the term they're using. It's not just enough light years away to take pictures of all these fucking planets and shit, right? It's impossible because it's what we know. Space is made up of matter or whatever, and it's complete darkness, which is bullshit. I don't buy that logic. Those pictures are what scientists believe the universe looks like, what they think it may look like. They have no idea what it looks like. It's impossible to sit here and have a photo that's light years away and then it has somebody pointing to our universe. It's impossible. And people buy into this shit like, oh, hey, this is what our universe looks like. This is what the planets look like, blah, blah, blah. I don't – how the fuck – if you're using logic, how the fuck can you believe that there's space? I don't – my bad, y'all. I was reading something. I don't – you really have to use a lot of logic behind thinking about space. One thing I swear to God I will never believe, and this is because I read into it. There was no video of the landing on the moon. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. You can replay that video back 100,000 millions of times. That shit was fake, just like 9/11 was fake. You know how, like, Paramount Pictures, Lion Gate, whatever, how you shoot movies and shit? That's what I believe happened. There's no possible way that there was any type of landing on the moon, right? And here's why I say this. Number one, Buzz Aldrin. Was it Buzz Aldrin? One of the two damn astronauts. It was Buzz Aldrin. He did a video. He did an interview with somebody, and he confessed all these years later that the landing of the moon was fake. So you heard it out of the horse's mouth. I wish I saved the video. I got to go back somewhere and try to find it and post it on social media. Matter of fact, I did post it on Facebook. I'll go back and look on it later. But he admitted that the moon landing was fake. He didn't say specifically how they did it, but I think it was just how they do, like, most movies and shit. They had a green room, this, that, and the third, did a video, and all that other shit. But because he said it, it obviously got to be true. It came out of the horse's mouth. You know, you go all these years saying, oh, yeah, we did this, down the third. I honestly believe we can't go any further than the fucking moon if we can get to the moon. I really don't know if scientists can actually calculate true distance between Earth and the moon, true rocket fuel to get from here to there, because that takes really a lot of fucking fuel to get from Earth to that far. I don't really know how far it is, but, you know, I don't believe the moon landing was real. Oh, and another thing, the distance from the sun. Impossible to know the distance from Earth to the sun. Why? Because from what we know from the science and all the other shit, what they tell us, the sun is the hottest thing known to man. You can't get next to it. You can't get close to it. So how the fuck can we calculate the distance from here to the sun if we can't send anything close to the sun because it's going to melt it, it's going to burn it, it's going to demolish. It's just like throwing something in the fucking lava volcano. It's going to go away. So how the hell can we calculate the goddamn distance? Which brings it to another video that I saw that there's a quote-unquote another star bigger than the sun. The video was so ridiculous. It showed Earth. It showed outside of Earth. It showed all nine planets. It showed the sun in all nine planets. Then it showed whatever is bigger than the sun. Then it showed whatever is bigger than that. Then it showed whatever is bigger than that. And then in the upper right-hand corner, it kept saying how many light speed years or light speed away this shit was. I'm like, there's no way you can get a picture of this. There's no way you can get a video of this. Another thing that I don't understand, why is it here on Earth, we look out, we see stars, but the pictures that we get from quote-unquote astronauts and whatever the fuck else, these telescopes and shit, we don't see these stars in space, and space is quote-unquote dark, right? I don't understand it. How the fuck is it that dark if the sun apparently quote-unquote lights up everything, especially here on Earth? Sun goes away, moon comes out, we see the stars. We see millions of stars. We don't really know what it is, but we call it a star. But if you send something out there and when you get these quote-unquote pictures, there's no stars. You don't see stars. You get some pictures with stars. You get some pictures without stars. How is this possible? I don't know. I will never know. I honestly just don't think we don't. I just think we don't know what's out there. Another stupid-ass shit that I've learned 2 years ago. Now, y'all know how. Oh, by the way, throw in there, if you like to call in, because I have a lot of listeners. If you like to call in, the number is 516-666-9826. Again, 516-666-9826. You can come talk to your boy Radio Rail if you like what you hear. But the NASA, this little Voyager, whatever the fuck, into space. What they wanted to do, they wanted to send it out to space, go all the way to Pluto, capture Pluto, capture pictures of Pluto, and send it back. Now, let's just take logic. My phone loses service in space. Not in space, just in the airplane. It loses service. Why? Because we're not around any telephone poles and shit no more. We're above all of that. So the only way to use my phone? Wi-Fi. Sometimes the Wi-Fi works, sometimes it don't. Now, I don't logically in my head believe that you can send something in the space. Now, with the time that I read this, they said that, yes, 10 years ago we sent it out there, and then it came back. So wait a minute. You're telling me that 10 years ago you send something back, 10 years later it comes back? I don't buy that. You're going to lose communication with this whatever you built to send out there. Now, they claim that it traveled 1 million miles per minute. First of all, it wasn't that long ago when we broke the sound barrier, right? There's nothing on Earth that we've built, and you can check the Guinness World Records book, that would travel 1 million miles per minute, or was it percent, per minute. Do you know how much fuel that's literally a bomb to travel 1 million miles per minute? That's impossible. But whatever, we're just going to go with that. So they send it to space, so that means you had to have all the scientists calculate perfectly to travel from Earth to outer space onto the direction of Pluto. We don't even know the direction of Pluto. We don't have no idea the direction of Pluto at all. But whatever. They said they sent it to space. Now logic starts to kick in. We know rings of Saturn. We know asteroid belts. We know that planets have gravitational pull. We know that there's the quote unquote storms of Jupiter and all that other shit. So you mean to tell me you're sending stuff through space, perfectly calculated, that it goes through space, bypasses all of that shit, goes to Pluto, you have access from the station in NASA to take pictures of all this shit, control it, and all this other bullshit, and send it back 10 years later. I don't buy that. That takes a lot of fuel. you would need something else in between to give this shit that they built more fuel to go all the way to fucking Pluto and back. People don't use logic. It's like everybody reads this shit that the schools gives us in these fucking books and just run with it. I always said that there was something fishy about all these photos of space. I'm like, well, how the fuck they know this is a Milky Way? You know, pictures, you take pictures, it shows proof of whatever. These aren't proof. These are just computer-generated shit where of what scientists think this shit is, which moves me to dinosaurs. If anybody thinks dinosaurs is real, they smoking fucking crack. Excuse me, y'all. I'm eating tacos. Y'all know I love to eat while I'm on the show. I love being a fat ass, not going to lie. I'm eating some steak tacos at the moment. But moving to dinosaurs, I can't go into Google, right? And I can't look up what happened in the year one. It's 2021, and we can always I'm sorry, y'all. Already I was reading the text message. It was funny, super funny. But dinosaurs. I can't look up what happened in the year one, but I can look up dinosaurs, make it make sense. 2021. I can't go back and research what happened in year one AD. But then you move into the Bible times where you know what happens in BC. And dinosaurs happened in BC, right? So keep in mind, I can't research what happened in year one. Now, I'm going to go through the history of dinosaurs. There was a scientist that found a very large bone. They thought it may have went to a very large man. Paleontologists' job is to draw what they think this bone went to. My bad, y'all. So again, their job is to draw what they think something, what they think it is. So the scientist found the bone, and he was like, yeah, he thinks it belongs to a large man, right? 2 years later, he comes out and says, oh, it couldn't possibly belong to a person, a human being. So then it moves from that to other scientists finding bones and shit, right? And they had no idea what it belonged to at all whatsoever, period. There was a husband and a wife who were scientists. They found another bone, and they had no idea where it went to. So the scientists then start finding more bones and shit. They put the shit together, and he came up with the term dinosaurus, right? Nobody knew what a dinosaur was and none of that. It's just some shit that he made up. And he started classifying these bones under different classification of dinosaur, which later became a dinosaur. So they started drawing what they thought these animals or what these bones may have belonged to. So there's no possible way, no evidence at all of what these bones belong to. It was hearsay. It was, oh, I think it belonged to a man. Oh, no, it doesn't. Well, I'm going to make up some shit, and I'm going to call it dinosaurs, and we're just going to draw what the fuck it, you know, what it is. So along with the planets, you know, here comes the Big Bang Theory, quote unquote. Now, if a, from what we know, asteroids fuck up a lot of shit. If that shit hit the Earth wouldn't be here. How the fuck is it, oh, it hits the Earth, all, oh, it just wiped up the, it wiped out the dinosaurs, and, you know, Earth repaired itself, and we have human beings here. Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck does that make sense? Now, moving back to the goddamn dinosaurs, paleontologists really just draw what they think the shit is. But how is it scientists saying, oh, I can go back to millions of years ago and say this is a dinosaur, this is a T-Rex, this is a Triceratops, this is a pterodactyl, but I can't research what happened in year one, the year two, the year three, the year four? I can't go back and research the first thing ever built in America? How the fuck I can't research logical shit, but I can research dinosaurs? Make it make sense, people. I'm not making this shit up. You can go back and research, you know, how the fuck dinosaurs came about. But there's no possible way, because there's no proof. They have these bones, yes, but it's not. There's no proof that it's a dinosaur. You know what I'm saying? It's just what the damn scientists thought it could be or thought it was. You know what I'm saying? No proof at all. None whatsoever. So I don't believe that there was no goddamn dinosaur at all. It may have belonged to a damn animal, but it wasn't no fucking dinosaur. I just don't see how the hell we have all these stupid-ass videos of these dinosaurs roaming the earth, right? How do we have the Land Before Time? How do we have these videos that we watch in boring-ass science class and shit like that? There's no way. None at all. People do not use logic, but I'm going to use logic, you know. But, again, going moving forward to the Big Bang Theory, if it wiped out all the dinosaurs, right, and then magically humans appeared, magically buildings appeared, we're building shit. First of all, I can't really explain where the fuck we came from. Scientists sit here and say, oh, it's evolution. We came from dinosaurs or the fucking gorillas and apes and stupid shit like that. I definitely don't believe no dumbass shit like that. Because if that was the case, one of our asses, white and black and Chinese asses, would have been out there with the fucking dinosaurs. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe dinosaurs was roaming the earth. Asteroid hit it. Didn't blow up the planet. It saved the planet for the fact that we still got trees and water and all that shit. And we know if an asteroid hit anything, it's going to destroy shit. That's like dropping a damn atom bomb in Hiroshima. It fucked shit up. You know what I'm saying? But people believe there's dinosaurs. I don't believe in it. There's no possible way that you could convince me that there was fucking dinosaurs. It's impossible. I need to see this shit. I need to see that there's a fucking dinosaur roaming the earth. Which leads me to, I had it in my head and I just forgot it. It was dinosaurs, 9/11, planets. It was something else, y'all. I totally fucking forgot. I got 20 minutes left of the show and I fucking forgot what the hell else conspiracy theory I had. I don't want to ruin y'all childhood, but I'm going to ruin it anyway. The Rugrats, the theory behind the Rugrats is that none of those people were real. Cynthia the doll and Angelica made up those people in her head. The twins were stillborn babies, or maybe Tommy Pickle was a stillborn baby. But yeah, Angelica was quote-unquote psychotic and shit. So there's a lot behind that. You have to really do more research. I forgot more about it than I know. But there's a lot of hidden Disney shit. There's theories behind, like Peter Pan was the Grim Reaper, and those people he took to Neverland Ranch were all ghosts and shit like that. Seven White and the goddamn Seven White. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. There's some conspiracy theories with that. There's a lot of theories out there, y'all. You just have to do your research. But the most ones that you have to use logic to, that's definitely space, these planets, fucking dinosaurs. Like the fact that we evolved from apes and gorillas and shit is stupid as fuck to me. Like, yeah, they do some of the shit we do. Most animals do. But, you know, ain't no way I came from a fucking ape or a gorilla. That shit is just impossible. I would like to know, can't research, what happened in year one. I feel like the government wants us to, they want us to know very little, but as technology grows, as more people become more aware of a lot of shit, the government is starting to get exposed of a lot of shit. There's a lot of people like me who go around and be like, hey, you know, let's tell the truth about 9/11. There's books on it. There's videos on it. There's people providing actual proof that, yo, this shit didn't match up, that shit didn't match up. But the government really is hiding a lot of shit. I sometimes think the Illuminati is real. I think it's a secret society amongst rich-ass people who run the world, pretty much. But there are a few times I spoke on Illuminati, and very randomly they hit my Facebook inbox or they hit my Instagram inbox, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But, you know, is it what people think? Oh, you know, you got to make sacrifices and shit like that. I don't really think so, but I just think it's just a bunch of rich-ass people who are the masses of the head of everything. They really run shit. You know, the president really don't present shit. The government, they ain't really shit. We got higher people who want this, that, and the third, NWO, all that shit. Now, my favorite one that I'm going to bring up, I said I was going to save for last, which is this whole COVID thing. With this COVID thing, I was behind it from the very beginning, meaning I was doing my research about it in 2019 because it was brought up, but nobody said anything about it. And none of us panicked until the media said panic. Now, it was around. It was out in 2019. I will never forget. I was coughing up a storm, this, that, and the third. I felt bad. I went to the doctor. They was like, oh, it's upper respiratory infection, which may have, quote-unquote, been COVID at the time. Who the fuck knows? But this whole COVID process, right, if you look up the symptoms, it's the same symptoms as the common cold and the fucking flu, right? And before I get in there, I'll jump on like chickenpox. I researched and learned that chickenpox came about because few people, scientists do what they do best. They get together, fuck up some shit, and then people are test studies. So people like, some people like us, my age, our parents, their parents, and maybe their parents were case studies of some shit, of some type of quote-unquote vaccination where they injected them and they wanted to see what would happen to the offspring later on down the road. People end up getting chickenpox. I got it. None of my kids ever had it. And then the cases of chickenpox now is very low. That's that. Now, with COVID, as we know, the shit started in China, Wuhan University, right? This is where you have to use logic. Story comes out that, oh, hey, there was a guy who was doing some shit, experimenting with some shit. He fucked up in the lab and exposed some shit, right? Okay, cool. He fucked up in the laboratory. All of China got whatever the fuck they got. China forever gets shit. SARS, H1N1, all that bullshit, right? all of a sudden, it jumps from China to America, right? The first person that had it was a lady. It was an older lady, then an older guy and his wife, right? And then it just, quote, unquote, spread it around. You can't tell me in my space that those few 10 to 20 people selectively that caught it were all in China at the time when all that shit went down. You would have to be in China when that shit happened for you to bring that shit back to the United States. None of them traveled anywhere. They didn't go anywhere. So it went from China to United States quick. Once United States in February of 2020 said, hey, let's panic, that's when shit hit the fan. That's when all these numbers and cases and all this other bullshit happened. And now you don't hear about the flu. Nobody catches the flu anymore. It's all COVID, this, COVID, that, COVID, COVID, COVID. You don't hear the flu no more. But no, whatever the case, I looked up the statistics, right, of what was it at the time? I think Atlanta. It was the confirmed cases to death ratio. The numbers didn't match up. I looked at the entire United States as a whole, confirmed cases to death ratio. None of the numbers match up. And they have three different websites of where they're quote-unquote tracking these numbers. And all three of these numbers, all three of these sites, all the numbers are off by thousands. So if you quote-unquote catch it, they track it, quote-unquote, they track it, right? That means you're a statistic. It hits the stat numbers, right? Why is it that, just why in general these numbers don't match up? For the confirmed cases and how many people they're saying died from it, none of these numbers matched up. And when it first hit, you didn't hear about who had it, and you didn't hear about who died from it. All you heard about was the people that, quote-unquote, survived it or whatever the fuck the case. And I do know people who, quote-unquote, caught it. They're fine. They say, oh, well, I lost sense of smell and the sense of taste. And I'm like, well, ain't that the same shit as you having the flu? Oh, well, it's 10 times worse. Nah, you just fucking sick. Your body, you know, handles sickness different ways. How I get sick may be different from the person next to me. I personally don't think this COVID shit is what the hell they say it is. It's definitely not. What happened is, what I believe, and actually this is known to be true. Every 4 years we have an election, right? We have a presidential election every 4 years. And if you ever paid attention to events that happen in America or around the world globally every 4 years, it's always some type of virus related. And none of them ever really stuck. H1N1 didn't stick. Ebola didn't stick. Mad cow disease didn't stick. Anthrax didn't stick. Everybody was like, eh. COVID, for some reason, stuck. And people were all in the frantic about it. But this was around the time Trump and all the other shit was going on, and you know, they needed something to go on to be like, oh, well, shit, we need to stick something somewhere so that way we can put a hold to the economy, because the economy at the time wasn't really doing bad. It was kind of doing good. You know what I'm saying? It was doing very good. And I also happen to know that the pharmaceutical companies wasn't making a lot of money. Right? You know, because a lot of people started, and this is where the whole Dr. Sebi and being natural came into play. People stopped wanting to take all these pills and medicine because we all know it has side effects and it damaged the liver and all this other shit down the road. So pharmaceutical companies are losing money. Oh, hey, we need something. We need a world pandemic to go on so that way we can start making money. Oh, well, let's call it COVID-19. Why? Because it happened in 2019. Why? Also, COVID, quote-unquote, has always been around. There's several books that's been out in the 70s and 80s about, coronavirus. Hell, the back of Lysol kills coronavirus. So to me, if we've all been using cleaning products that kills all of these viruses that touches the surface, whatever we touch outside, if we've all been using this ever since the 1950s, 60s, whatever the fuck, whenever the hell Lysol came out, how the fuck can we have COVID? If we've, if the majority of us have been cleaning our entire lives, us, our parents, their parents, have been cleaning their entire life, how the fuck can we have such virus? You know, that to me just says, well, people were just being nasty as fuck and never clean the fuck up if we have quote-unquote coronavirus. But to each of his own, you know, people say, hey, well, I have, you know, family members that died from it. I get that. However, I also know, because I have a lot of family in the medical field, and I also know the truth behind quote-unquote COVID. A lot of people died from other shit, but the doctors, because they wanted statistics, they were, and this was so bogus, they will go to the families like, hey, can we just mark this off as COVID, except that of what the fuck it really is. So all these quote-unquote deaths wasn't from COVID. I would bring a few doctors on to vouch for that, but I don't want them to lose their credibility and shit, and, you know, I don't want them exposed and shit. But I do know this from a lot of doctors that it wasn't from COVID, you know what I'm saying? And I also researched the steps it takes to make a vaccine. It takes at least 10 years to come up with a vaccine. It literally took the United States half a year, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months to come up with a vaccine. No way in hell that happened. So it was either, and this goes back to the government knew that this quote-unquote existed, or they knew that they wanted to do something to cause a pandemic to make this shit happen, and they had a solution for it, which was these quote-unquote vaccine, or just like with the chicken pox, this vaccine that some of these people are getting injected with may be a case study to see how people's bodies react to it, and if they have an offspring, how, what new type of mutated disease or a virus or something that will happen 10 years from now. Because if you look at the type of disease and shit, there's always something that happens every 10 years, and then every 4 years there's a major something that happens as far as the election process. I forgot the exact word for the election, but it's a stunt that is pulled by the government to kind of swing the people of particular parties one way. But what we do know is at the time in the election, Trump got his way into the political world, right? He was talking mad shit. And, hey, let's talk about COVID. Let's take your mind off the election, which I have a friend of mine who just brought that up. They always do stuff to take your mind off. So, yes, I agree that they take your mind off of this shit and your mind focuses on bullshit. And there's always a hidden agenda. And Trump was the puppet for a lot of things. But all presidents do not do what they say they're going to do. They're just puppets for a lot of shit so they can take the blame and then shit happens. Now, it may not be 100% accurate as far as the COVID shit, but from what I do know from nurses and doctors, and what I do know from the shit that I research and a lot of inaccuracies, I don't buy into this whole COVID, so I will not get vaccinated. I don't believe in injecting my body with a dead anything, just like I don't get the flu shot. And I am one of the healthiest people ever. I just took a wellness test, and all my shit came back. The only thing bad about it was that I'm anemic. I knew that. But everything else, I'm healthy as an ox. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I don't never test positive when I do get these COVID tests, which I don't even buy into the test. How the fuck is a goddamn Q-tip being stuck in my nose test for, I don't, whatever. I don't believe there's a real test for COVID. I don't believe that these actions and things are real because a lot of people feel very horrible after the damn vaccination. That's bad. Why should you want something stuck in you as to where you feel bad for a while before you feel good? Then come to find out you get the vaccine, you still can catch the shit. And then most of these cases that we're getting now is from the damn vaccinated people. So I'm like, well, what the fuck? Make it make sense. It doesn't make sense. But to each of his own, if you want to get vaccinated, go ahead and get vaccinated. That's, you know, your discretion. I'm not here on air live to say, hey, because I don't agree, don't do it. I just know for me, my family, we don't believe in that shit. We're not going to go do it. But I'm going to look into some more conspiracy theories. I do have a favorite one. I'm anemic. That just means I'm cold all the fucking time, which I am. Well, that means my blood cells don't get enough oxygen for me to continuously be warm. So I'm not necessarily always warm all the time. My body may feel cold, hands get cold. I don't always feel cold, but, like, you know, I get cold fast. But I like it. I don't really like to be hot. But, you know, being anemic ain't really that bad to me. I'm cool with it. It does suck that I don't get enough oxygen in my cells, so it does leave me tired quick. But, hey, motherfucking boss out here. But I'm going to look into some more theories because I love talking about conspiracy theories. Catch me next Monday. I have an artist by the name of James Houston Jr. He will be on a show next Monday, 9 o'clock p.m. through 10 p.m. Central Time, of course. I discovered him through Apple Music, so he just dropped a new project, so I was waiting for him to finish that up so that way we could talk about it. So definitely tune in next Monday. There's no show this Thursday for poetry. We have a show next Thursday for poetry. We do it every other Thursday, so it'll be me and Genesis and Dean Russell. So definitely catch me next Monday and Tuesday, 9 p.m. through 10 p.m. And when we do poetry night on Thursdays, that's 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. We've been having a lot of famous poets. So shout out to all the poets. Catch my producer this Friday. He does Friday shows. So he'll be doing a show, I want to say, 9 o'clock too as well. Check out my Instagram, HellRail1290 and RadioRail21. Catch my Facebook, Terrell Radio Rail Redmond. Again, I'm banned. I have 8 more days left. I'll be back. Check out Israel on the Beat. That's my instrumental EP that I dropped July 23rd. It's doing amazing. You can find out on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, SoundCloud, any other music, major musical platforms. So I appreciate everybody that tuned in to the show. I love y'all, man. So I will catch y'all next Monday. Peace, love, and blessings. And normally I'll play a song out, but only got a few seconds left. So I'll holler at y'all, man. Peace and blessings. It's your boy Radio Rail on OG Radio, and I'm out. Good night, y'all.